Three were arrested after the EPD saw them in a stolen truck yesterday afternoon. Eureka police spotted a four-wheel drive Toyota pickup occupied by three men driving around Del Norton G streets. The Toyota had been reported stolen last month during a residential burglary in Arcata. Officers did a high-risk traffic stop on the vehicle and its occupants, in which they had to take them in at gunpoint. Arrested were 31-year-old Christopher Kasavich, 30-year-old Charles Riley, and 27-year-old Sean Ocampo. The district attorney's office reports 27-year-old Maggie Jean Wortman pleaded guilty yesterday to voluntary manslaughter, admitting she engaged in conduct that directly caused the death of her infant son, Michael Acosta III. The child's autopsy revealed that the baby had been exposed to high levels of meth. Wortman also admitted to a violation of probation stemming from a previous drug-related conviction. She is scheduled to be sentenced March 5th and faces up to 11 years in California State Prison for the manslaughter plea and an additional 8 months for the probation violation. Hazardous weather advisories are in effect for three parts of the North Coast region. For Crescent City, breezy southwest winds will continue this morning. A few gusts up to 35 to 40 miles per hour are possible in exposed areas, especially over high elevations. A small craft advisory for Eureka, now in effect until noon today. The service has something to say about the winds and the seas. Southeasterly winds will peak between 20 to 30 knots and then ease to 10 to 20 knots later this morning. The seas, short period seas will peak around 10 to 12 feet and then subside through the morning. But the seas will build tonight as well. A small craft advisory means that winds up to 21 to 33 knots are expected to produce hazardous wave conditions for small craft. And today, those living near Willits and Laytonville need to pay attention to the weather as well. Throughout the morning, gusts up to 45 miles per hour are possible in exposed areas and over higher elevations. Storm system passing to the west will bring snowfall to the higher terrain of Trinity and Mendocino counties, with accumulations of up to 3 inches expected above 4,500 feet today. PG&E's media department advised us to let you know that there is a heightened possibility of power outages due to the rainy winter weather. The energy company would like to offer a few safety tips if the lights go out. Have battery-operated radios with fresh batteries ready for updates on storm conditions and power outages. Have battery-operated flashlights as well. Having a cell phone or hardwire single-line telephone is also a good idea. And do not use candles because of the risk of fire. More KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Camera.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The deadline for PG&E scholarship money is approaching. We let you know about the opportunity, but as a reminder, $1 million in scholarships are available to students from PG&E. The energy company will award the money to students living within Northern and Central California. For the Bright Minds Scholarship, to be eligible, students must also be a high school senior or graduate, be at least 16 years of age, and plan to enroll at an accredited 2 to 4 year college, university, or tech school. You can get more information on PG&E's website. The County Environmental Health Division will begin its annual wet weather testing of sewage disposal systems across the county. Mandatory tests are scheduled for areas near Old Arcata Road, Jacoby Creek, Freshwater, Hydesville, and the Trinidad area. The testing will run through February until April 1st and will be done on land with low soil permeability or in areas with high groundwater tables. With a KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.